listeners, or rather listener, welcome to Bottles of Feelings and Stuffed Moths, a self-care podcast. Today I would like to give a very special shout out to a very special and lovely person who is listening today, you. Okay, so I know that there are a lot of terrible, terrible people out there, and a lot of terrible, terrible things, but listen, I also know that there are people who stop and smile at tiny plants growing out of sidewalk cracks, people who laugh so loud they snort, people who compliment others randomly, people who take pictures of their friends because they love seeing their friends happy, people who ramble about things when they're passionate about, people who blush and stutter, people who are kind, people who are warm, people who love, 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 and love. You are a wildflower. Every flower must go through dirt, and a wildflower, no matter how beautiful, are considered weeds in their own gardens. What another thinks of you does not dictate your beauty, nor your worth. We are wildflowers. Let us grow between the cracks of brokenness, and we will make everything beautiful. We are wildflowers. Despite being stepped on and broken, we will survive the storms and the rain. Then when we will rise to greet the sun, one day you will look back and see that all along you were blooming. But even if you are having a bad day, just because not everything is okay, it doesn't mean that you aren't going to be either. Because you are strong, resilient, and you will defeat that shit. But still, sometimes it feels like the horrible feeling will never end. So it's important to hold on and wait it out, because it never lasts. And feeling worthless is just a sign of depression. It's not the truth, and you are important, and you are wanted. And it's normal to be overwhelmed sometimes. You're not going to fail, because you don't know if you can succeed, but you're sure as hell gonna try. A bad day doesn't mean a bad life. Tomorrow will be different. Just do your best, and it will be enough. You are doing enough. You are doing a great job, actually. A fucking fantastic one, in fact. You're so hard on yourself. Take a moment, sit back, and marvel at your life, at the grief that softened you, at the heartache that wizened you, and at the suffering that strengthened you. Despite everything, you still grow. Be proud of this. You were given this life because you are strong enough to live it. Now, I think it's time for some jokes. After all, laughing is meant to improve your mood. So, what kind of math do owls like? Algebra. Okay, so that was pretty bad, but how about this one? Knock knock. Who's there? Olive. Olive who? Olive you. Okay, so that wasn't very much better, but did you hear about the one about the little mountain? It's hilarious. Well, puns maybe aren't for you. I know they can be a little cheesy, but I think they're great. Okay, just one more. What did the big flower say to the little flower? Hi, bud. And now, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a story to you. Sooner or later, everyone runs up smack against a brick wall. Don't panic. It happens to all of us. It doesn't matter how big or smart you are. Life has a way of tripping us up sometimes so things don't turn out the way we want. And suddenly, you're stuck, and you don't know how to get yourself out of the mess you're in. Maybe you're faced with an unexpected change. Perhaps someone around you is suddenly acting really weird. Or maybe they're mad at you for no good reason, and you can't figure out what's going on. Your first few days at a new school can be pretty scary, so can moving to a new town, going to see the doctor or dentist, or even when mum brings home a new baby brother or sister. When you first try something, whether it's snowboarding or sushi, it's always a little frightening. And it doesn't have to be a new challenge to seem so scary that we want to stay in bed all day. It can be an old problem too. Like shyness, mean bullies, or even the feeling that you're just different from everyone else and you don't fit in. When you're faced with troubles like these, there's only one thing you really need. And no, I don't mean your favorite cubbyhole. What you need is courage. Courage is sort of like a secret weapon you can use to defeat your foes and your fears. Courage means being strong, but you don't need big muscles, because courage is the strength of the heart or spirit. It what gives us the confidence to do our own thing and not just go along with the crowd. And courage makes it possible for the little guys to stand up to big guys, like how David stood up to Goliath. Courage doesn't mean that you're never upset or afraid, even Superman cries sometimes. Courage means that you can keep going and do what you need to do, even when you are scared. In fact, fear is completely normal, and sometimes it's very smart to be afraid. After all, swimming with hungry sharks doesn't show a lot of bravery, just a lack of brains. So how can I get a little of this courage, you ask? Well, that's the best part. Courage is not something you need to buy at the chemist or supermarket, because you already have as much as you could ever want inside of you. No kidding! Whether or not you know it, you were born with this secret weapon. All you have to do is find it inside yourself and let it out. It doesn't matter how small you are, inside every little mouse is a courageous lion waiting to roar. There's no denying it, the world can be a scary and mean place sometimes. But instead of running away or hiding, all you have to do is stand on your own 2 feet. Don't worry if you need to shake a little, that's normal. And stare your fears straight in the face and announce at full blast, "You don't scare me because I am bigger than my fears. My heart is strong and my mind is my own." If you can say those words and really mean them, an amazing new world will open up to you. You'll soon discover that the things you thought were most scary are really no big deal after all. True courage can help you overcome anything, go anywhere, and be whatever you want. Nothing can stand in your way now. So what are you waiting for? Go get 'em, Lionheart.
I know you feel alone, but there are a lot of people who care about you, and the love still matters even if you can't feel it right now or see us. You are important, and you matter. You are not a burden, we are lucky to have you. And you are never alone as you think. You are, perhaps, but people don't tend to broadcast certain kinds of pain, so you don't often see it. But it is important to remember that that pain is just anxiety lying. There is no doom in coming, and you're managing everything just fine. And I know you feel anxious, but you forget the part where you're the badass. It's okay to feel lost sometimes. All we can do is move forward in a direction that makes sense for us and hope for the best. But you can't keep beating yourself up anymore. It doesn't help and you don't deserve it. You need to give yourself time to heal, no matter how long that ends up being.
And here are some of my favorite songs. I know they always cheer me up when I'm sad, so maybe they'll do the same for you.
We may not yet have reached our glory, but I will gladly join the fight. And when our children tell their story, they'll tell the story of tonight. They'll tell the story of tonight. Tonight.
Have you ever felt like nobody was there? Have you ever felt forgotten in the middle of nowhere? Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away.
All we see is light.
'Cause maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. 'Cause when you don't feel strong enough to stand, can reach out your hand and hold.
Raise a glass to freedom, something they can never take away. No matter what they tell you,
someone will come running to take you home.
Raise a glass to all of us, tomorrow there'll be more of us, telling the story of tonight.
Out of the shadows, the morning is breaking, and all is new.
It's only a matter of time. Even when the dark comes crashing through, when you need a friend to carry you, when you're broken on the ground, be found. So let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you only look around, you will be found. And when our children tell their story,
you will be found.
They'll tell the story of tonight. No matter what they tell you,
tomorrow there'll be more of us,
telling the story of tonight. The story of tonight.
What's going to happen? What does the future hold? So many things that I put off, the assuming I'd have time, assuming I'd grow old. What's going to happen? And will I be alive tomorrow? What's going to happen to me?
You're going to be okay. That's what's going to happen. Everything's okay. We're right here beside you. We won't let you slip away. Plan for tomorrow, 'cause we swear to you, you're going to be okay. To be okay.
Made a wrong turn once or twice, dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, displaced, misunderstood, misknown.
Here's a friendly reminder that the negative voice in your head is not you, and you are actually really fucking delightful, and to please be kind to yourself today. The negative voice in your head is just another inconsequential asshole. No need to care, haters gonna hate after all. Some days are awful, but they always end, and tomorrow it's gonna be even better. Well, that's all the time from me. I'll see you guys next time. Stay alive.